Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Sullivan, Penguins coach, he reminds you there are going to be bumps in the road. Sully, tell us.
It's just going to be part of this process. And so we've talked about a lot of it as a staff and that potential scenarios that could arise and how we would handle them and how we would react to them.
Right. And they reacted to them with nine guys sidelined yesterday, as you heard in Jim's update. Patrick Hornquist, one of them, and then eight down the liners, black aces, perhaps, for the most part. I look at this, and what is the answer? You know, we know what's going on, that nine guys were sidelined because they had, as Jim put it, contact with someone who possibly had contact with someone who maybe had COVID or something like that. I think Jim said in his update, and that's probably the best way to put it. There are people who have called for, even before this happened, Chris, a quarantine during this Penguins camp for a couple weeks here in Pittsburgh. I don't necessarily know if that's the case. I don't know how that would go down. Would you get one of the hotels across the parking lot from the Lemieux Center and rent that whole place out? Would that then, and Jim Rutherford spoke to this over the weekend, would that then set in an air of stir craziness that you risk and maybe even risk some guys opting out for that extra couple weeks that they would be quarantined here in Pittsburgh and then get on a plane to be quarantined again in Toronto once they got there? I don't know. I think what we're seeing right now is a way in which you just try to mitigate everything. You try to tamp down what the chances of getting this are, and you're going to see steps back like we saw yesterday, or out of an abundance of caution, like we did see, they held some guys out.
Yeah, I think if a guy's willing to get in the bubble for upwards of 2.5 months to chase the Stanley Cup, I don't think the extra 2 weeks on the front end would have been too much of an ask. But I don't know. It's easy to say that from the outside looking in. It's easy to think that way if you're not one of these guys who's maybe in his 30s and has a family at home, or I don't know, maybe you're one of these guys that has a pregnant wife at home. Maybe it's more difficult in that situation. I actually don't doubt that it is more difficult in that situation. This just strikes me as what we saw, a week and a half ago, it feels like, in the NBA, when they started to get in team workout situations and you heard about tests, positive tests here, positive tests there. You had teams shut down their training facilities for a few days before they left for Orlando in some cases because they just wanted to play it safe. And it wouldn't scare me for a moment if that's what some NHL teams, including the Penguins, end up deciding to do, say, towards the end of next week, right before they leave for Toronto, in the Penguins' case. If you get a situation similar to this, just shut it down. Or right. In this case, because it was the first day of camp, remove those nine guys who maybe had secondary contact and say, hey, sorry, guys, but you're in isolation for now. Everybody else gets to go skate because we still got to get our team ready.
I get back to what I said in May, right? It may have even been late April. Do you want sports or do you not? And this is going to be one of those things that's going to follow through until there's a vaccine. This is what it is. There are going to be tests that come up. There are going to be questions. There are going to be people that see a test and it turns up to the situation in which you don't like it. And that's where it is. And again, out of an abundance of caution, guys were held out. Luckily for the Pittsburgh Penguins, it's just practice. And probably even more so for the fans, luckily it's one regular guy in Patrick Hornquist. Right. But we are in a proposition where we truly are in something we've never seen before, and we are going to fly by the seat of our pants. And truly, it is what it is, and all we can do is the best that we can do. There's nothing that's going to be foolproof.
But I think this is where a case like, and we talked about this last week in the aftermath of it, this is a case where, like, Jimmy Johnson is a good example of how, you know, it doesn't mean you're done for 2 weeks. It doesn't mean you're unplugged completely. It could mean something. And look, these aren't even guys. Jimmy Johnson had a positive test, right? And then had to wait until he got two negative tests within 24 hours of each other. But he only ended up missing one race. He ended up coming back. In this case, you're talking about nine guys. And again, the phrase we're going to hear all the time, we've already heard it a bunch, abundance of caution. You set those guys aside. They don't even have a positive test for any of these guys yet. It's just, well, you may have been in contact with someone who was in contact with someone who was positive. So we'll play it safe because we don't want to find out 2 days down the road that secondary contact ended up testing positive, and now all nine of you we've got to worry about, and maybe a couple of you end up testing positive, and now we've got a whole team that we've got to worry about. So they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Here's why I'm not too worried about it from a sports standpoint, because I think it mirrors life. You know, I went to Trader Joe's yesterday or the other day. I could have been in contact with somebody who was in contact with who had this. This is just these guys being regular beings, but they happen to play sports. Was it a case of somebody running in to grab some takeout food? Was it a case of somebody just so happening to go into a store that was open with their mask on and following all the protocols and all of that? We're not talking about somebody being hospitalized. We're not talking about a big outbreak. We're not talking about somebody even showing symptoms. We're talking about maybe somebody coming in contact with somebody who maybe came in contact with someone who had COVID. And that's where we are in this society. All we can do is take the recommendations. All we can do is do the things we're told we're supposed to do. And these are the risks that we run. That's it. We're just playing percentages at this point.
Right. And again, like you said, like we've said this entire time, if you want sports back, it's going to look a little different. It may mean nine guys sitting out the first day of training camp or training camp 2.0 because you got to do what you got to do to stay safe.
Now, if it's 87, we're having a different conversation. Oh, I'd like him quarantined. but nonetheless, we persevere as the Penguins do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.